Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And we're having a wonderful conversation in the middle of the Christina Lou show with Christina Lou in reference to Thanksgiving. And she has an idea. We're talking about different ideas, but we're going to go back to Christina so she can continue the thoughts that she was starting.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think everyone, you know, if you drive around the neighborhood or drive past your local restaurant or certainly your local diner, I think everyone now sees the tent, you know, in the parking lot, which is kind of the staple feature of a lot of places. So I actually had a couple of months ago an outdoor thing with a couple of my, you know, closest friends and family member, and we had a tent. So that kind of got me in this whole thing. So like I said, for Thanksgiving, I was like, let me reach out to the company I had used. And like I said, it can, depending on what you want, because obviously, listen, we're getting into colder weather. So that means you want a tent that has heaters. You know, there's different things. So of course, everything has a different charge. You're not just getting a tent. But if you have, you know, people, your family, a couple of people, you know, willing to chip in for something like this, you know, to be able to be outside, if you have this space, obviously, because the point of having, you know, you want to be spread out. But it's really a great idea. And he sent me pictures of what people did actually for, it was some kind of things, outdoor Thanksgiving thing. And it looked like a room in your house, you know, but you were outside. So like I said, that's, you know, one little thing. And my whole thing is what I always want to stress to all listeners. Listen, I come from a place that, to each his own, I'm not here to judge or choose what you're comfortable with at all. So I think I always want to stress that to people. Everyone's got different circumstances, different comfortability. And certain people are frankly more higher risk than other people. So you kind of have to judge as a family what's going to be the best situation for you.
The only issue I have with the tent, mm-hmm. I have it now. I didn't have it before, mm-hmm. is when you're going to put up a tent for Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, it's cold. So you're having the sides down. So it's no different than being
in the house.
No, but what I actually saw.
In the summertime, it was fine because the sides are up. And yeah, it's only there in case it rains.
No, but with the tent, actually, what they're doing, so not all walls are down. So you still have like the main, because he sent me like the picture of what it looked like, because that was what I was concerned about. It was like, you know, there was essentially two of the sides had the walls down. And then the other one was, you know, there was like airflow coming in from the other spaces still.
Okay.
Because I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, well, like, so you're going to be
but
sitting
then you need a heater.
Right. Like, yeah. So that was, well, that's the, you know.
Okay. So then.
And unfortunately, believe me, I've tried to research buying an outdoor heater because, but they are impossible to find, unfortunately, right
now. Oh, really?
Now.
Yeah, it would make sense. I mean, those things, they're they weren't valuable and now they're.
So we're just the old fashioned. We're keeping it the old fashioned way. Me and Jay, we have, you know, we've bought an incredible amount of firewood and we just keep that fire going anytime we are outside with people. And it's nice, you know, it creates a cozy atmosphere. So luckily I have myself a Jay who can man a fire and keep that going.
Right.
Because if it was up to me, we'd really all have problems.
Unfortunately, yeah. I don't think there's any miracle in how we can do this. Like John, like you, I have three daughters, all very close.
Okay.
Two of them take turns every other year doing Thanksgiving with anywhere from 15 to 20 people. Mm-hmm. And my other daughter does Christmas Eve with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. This year, we're not doing it. We're going to go to one daughter's house. There'll be four of us, period. Mm-hmm.
You mean like
one daughter,
right?
Yeah. Just one daughter, not all day affair.
Yeah.
Just, you know, sort of sit far apart on the table. Mm-hmm. We know each other. But the other daughters are all going to be on their own. It's sad. To me particularly, because I really like that stuff. And my other daughter, Christmas Eve, we're jumping the gun a little. She has like 35 people for the traditional Italian fish thing. That's not going to happen either. She thought about a tent. We thought about doing COVID tests like you said, John, you know, the one relative of your son-in-law.
Right.
That's not practical really either, because the rapid test is not everywhere. And the other test takes anywhere from 3 to 10 days. And, you know, we have people just like you. My daughter is a teacher, one of them in Hicksville. The others all work at places where they're exposed all the time. So it's, you know, there's no miracle here, I don't think.
No, I agree.
You know, it's difficult, because like you said, you know, the hardest part about these things are things that, you know, are, you know, your traditions and things you look forward to, you know, so of course it's, you know, it's heartbreaking, you know, and it's very difficult to not sit there and dwell on, you know, and think about those things. But you know what you're doing is nice, you know, and you got to look forward to, hopefully, you know, it's, the bottom line is you got to do things that keep everyone safe, you know, and unfortunately there is no magic cure, you know, thing for that. And like I said, everyone come up with whatever they're comfortable with. And hopefully we have some warm weather on Thanksgiving, because that'll really just make it nice, you know. But I think a lot of people are going to do the virtual thing, because that's something we are frankly talking. So like I said, Jay's family is enormous, you know, and they all, you know, like I said, a lot of them work in medical settings, and they all have like a bazillion children. And it's just, you know, the number just grows like just crazy, you know? So it's just really, you know, something. So I was like, so you know what? I was like, the virtual thing might have to be the way to go with them this year. You know, so it's definitely tough, you know, and it's cause these are things people look forward to, and that's, is heartbreaking. But I say, you know, like, you got to kind of figure out a way.
The consequences.
Right.
And I've said this to people. So you want to be with your loved ones this year.
Yeah.
And God forbid you don't take all the proper precautions, and next year one of those people is no longer at the table.
Right.
It's not worth it. At the end of the day, so, you know, and even if you had a plan, Christina, your family or out of your family, and just say you came down that morning, you were sick anyway. Nothing. Mm-hmm. This is 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And said, last Christmas I was sick. So we still had Christmas. I was up in bed.
Yeah.
And I came down maybe for about an hour of it. Yeah. And the kids were opening presents, and it was cute for a few minutes, them running around. Yeah. And I said, I couldn't stay, and I went upstairs. So they still had fun. So it's, now it's just bigger, meaning more people are going to be excluded. But for safety, it's once in your lifetime. And, you know, between Otto,
you know, it's also,
you're a baby. So you have many, many more years, Christina. I, you know, it's like, it is what it is.
No, and I think, you know, like I, you know, we always say on the show, it's, you know, you could still do something little, whether it's dropping food off, you know, at someone's house. You know, I think the whole premise is, you know, not everyone is going to be able to get together, but I also don't think you need to ignore anyone, certainly, you know, and I like what John was saying. You know,
ignore them. Don't worry about it.
You drop off, you know, pie or something, or, you know, whatever you put on the front, you certainly could talk to someone through your window, you know, on your front lawn. So it's, I think that's the most important thing, you know, cause that's what always gets me, is I think of the senior who's all alone during this time, is where my brain constantly goes, you know, like, I'm lucky I can go for a walk, I can, you know, pop over there, you know, but I think about the person that, you know, holidays are, you know, getting less and less, you know, the years are going, you know, so you don't know. So I think, and they're the highest risk. So frankly, so it makes it really a completely tricky thing. So I think, you know, just showing up, and whether it's a drive-by thing or a drop-off thing, you know, there are ways to do that. You know, I look at Halloween around my neighborhood, and people, it was so lovely, you know, really did safe things and participated without, you know, contact. So it was, whether they had a little sign up or a little display, you know, it was just, it created a very nice feeling, you know. And then people, like, I was walking around with my niece, and I would see the little seniors in the neighborhood, you know, looking out the window. And she was, of course, you know, Elsa from Frozen. And, you know, everyone's, oh, you know, they're way, oh, she's so cute, you know. And there was, it was so not, you know, there was no risk to that, because we were just walking by the street and they were in the house, you know, waving from the window. So, like I said, something like that goes a long way. I think right now, everyone can realize, being in this time, it's like the little things that are gonna, you know, get you through this crazy situation. So.
And it is, that's the point. I mean, at the end of the day, all you can turn around is be patient. Yeah. You know, it's not forever. And then every now and then you'll read something. And I didn't participate, obviously. Otto, I know, is more familiar, but you go back to holidays during World War II for X number of years, what people had to sacrifice and the fear that your boy was overseas and would maybe never come home and food was being rationed and yada, yada, yada. And that was a time when you really had no clue what tomorrow was bringing. We know there'll be a vaccine. We know we'll get through it. So many things are positive. It's just a short-term negative. And we've lived through much worse in this country. And individually, we have too. So it's just,
And speaking of, like I said, there's probably going to be different things coming up as we get closer. And I certainly, want to, as we're sent, different food pantries. And there's a lot of organizations that will be helping out with meals and whatnot during this time. So I definitely, as that comes in, want to promote that on the show. But Project Independence, which I thought was nice, is their November advisory committee meeting that we have every month, is going to be all the regions combined. And the main theme is going to be sharing Thanksgiving stories. So it's going to be a whole little Thanksgiving kind of special thing. And people can talk about different traditions, whether it's, you know, a memory they had from Thanksgiving or, you know, their favorite dish or, you know, just, it's just kind of a nostalgic thing. Cause I think that's what people, you know, want to talk about, you know, right now. It's like, especially cause you can't do it, you know, you want to talk about like what, you know, and I think it creates almost like a little support group environment, and people, even if they're home, if they want to show something, you know, that is, John and I had interviewed the supervisor for a Thanksgiving show not that long ago, and she shared something personal, which you could actually, you'll be able to see on North Hempstead TV, which was so nice, you know, which is a tradition of her family, you know, and I think everyone in different ways.
When is that going on? Do you know?
You know, I don't have the date. I have to look up. I know they were fine. It's probably going to be a little closer to Thanksgiving. But, you know, so everyone's got their thing. So I think it's really nice that Project Independence, it's going to be on November 18th at 11 a.m. And I also want to say, you can listen. You don't have to share. No one's like, you know, being forced to share anything. But it's a nice thing. So you can call 311 or 869-6311 if you want to participate in that. So just got to do our part, you know, just little things.
You know what? At the end of the day, you just do the best you can do, and it's going to be fine. And we'll look back in a couple of years, by no means laugh, but it'll be a subject of conversation at another Thanksgiving. When my grandkids get older, we'll say, oh, you were only a baby, but we didn't get together that year. Right now, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.